October happens to be Mental Health Awareness Month. A number of groups are holding events to tackle the stigma of mental illness. How do you get over mental health hang-ups when it can prevent you from getting help? Bashir is an art teacher at Kamehameha School. Her work will be featured at an upcoming event sponsored by the Hawaii chapter of Mental Health America. We sat down to explore art as therapy and as a way to get young people to open up and get help if they need it.
Really, the goal is to destigmatize kind of some of the preconceived notions that we have around some of those disorders or those differences.
A lot of folks feel ashamed and they don't want to talk about it, and so they don't get treatment.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I think there is, especially like I'm a high school teacher, and I really worry about that because that kind of can cascade into a whole other bunch of problems, and really your mental health is probably the most important thing. So the goal is to really say, hey, we're all different. It's not just right or wrong, and it's not this diagnosis versus that diagnosis. Like, it's a whole spectrum. So the goal is to really talk about it and to make it more normalized so people can seek treatment, they can start that dialogue.
And so how do you reach the kids? How do you reach them when, you know, with that message?
Well, for me personally, like, I'm not a health teacher, I'm an art teacher, so we can get a little more creative with it. We can talk about our narratives and our personal stories, and we can kind of create a safe space for the kids. And one way that I can kind of open that door is I can talk a lot about my own work, which has a lot to do with mental health and my own mental health. And that kind of puts it in perspective as like, oh, wait a minute, here's this totally functional, pretty normal adult, you know? Well, if she's got this going on, like, that maybe that's not so bad. Maybe it's not so, you know, different after all. So at my last school, we try to give back a lot, and I'm trying to bring this to my new school because I just got this job at Kamehameha. And in my last school, we went out into the community and we did a mural for Child and Family Service at a private shelter for them, and that really brightened up the hallway and it made them feel safe and welcome. And so it's that kind of, also we're talking about you as a student and your identity, but then also kind of paying it forward, like, okay, you get to know you, how can then you take this knowledge and this ability and then brighten up somebody else's life? So it really ends up being a ripple effect.
I mean, I've been to a shelter, and I know there was one was for family with young children, mm-hmm. and it was kind of cool because the kids got to actually put their fingerprints.
Oh, yeah,
know,
that's the one I'm talking about.
Oh.
Yeah, they got to actually be the children who worked there or who live there. They actually got to be a part of it, so that was really exciting.
Yeah, it was a neat event, mm-hmm. a very neat event. And so then with Kamehameha, what's the plan? How else are we moving this forward?
Well, I'd like to keep that moving forward. So before I got involved with Mental Health Hawaii, I actually was a recipient of some FEAST funding, which is a community event where artists propose and they say, I want to do this event. They, you know, the community votes and they decide who can kind of use this funding. And actually, I have funding that I'm going to use for further murals with hopefully Child and Family Service, if not other kind of give back type community organizations.
Other nonprofits.
Yeah, other nonprofits. So I'm hoping that maybe not this semester, but next semester, that can be kind of an ongoing thing.
If folks go to this event over at Cafe Julia, what will they see?
So what we created was, I have a portfolio of work, some old work that fits this theme, and then some new work. One that's a little bit more, I hesitate to say stereotypical, but it's a little bit darker, which I think people kind of associate mental illness and artists with this dark place. And to kind of counteract that, I created a very bright and colorful piece. So the audience will be able to experience both sides of that. So it's kind of a self-portrait.
With the kids that you work with, what have you seen when you start working with the paints or whatever medium that you happen to be working with? I mean, take us through the process, maybe what you've experienced with the children.
Well, they slowly reveal, you know, it all depends on how they feel, and we try to make them feel as safe as possible, and none of their assignments ever require them to go beyond what they feel comfortable sharing about, because it's still a pretty volatile age. But you know, one thing I've noticed is they'll start talking about the things that are important to them and people who do make them feel safe. So if they have a symbolic or surrealist piece and they have an option to put places or people or things in there. And suddenly we'll start, oh, you know, kind of tell us about that. We'll talk about it in the critique. Oh, this place was really important because it's the bench that I sat on with my tutu, and she would talk to me, and that's how, and that's the person I shared with most, and now she's passed. And so that's, you know, the getting into these stories and saying, like, oh, do you have anybody to talk to now? And then kind of starting that dialogue, okay, who can we connect you to, and who can we kind of, you know, get you in a place where you feel as safe as you did, you know, potentially that you did with your grandmother.
So, so. It's art therapy is what it is.
Yes, you know, it's I think it's great therapy, honestly, yeah. I was really lucky. I mean, I think when I was younger, I had this amazing middle school art teacher who was just very open to trying new things, and she was so very encouraging. And that to me just, I mean, she'd say stuff to me like, oh, when you have your first art show, and, you know, as a teenager, I'm like, oh, I don't think so, you know, maybe, maybe not. And she's like, no, when you have your first art show, I want to be invited. And she was very positive and kind, and, you know, we were weird back then, and she was totally open to it. So I hope that I can create that same kind of environment, just like, hey, whoever you are, that's okay with me.
So she kind of nurtured that artistic talent and kind of gave you that confidence.
Oh, absolutely. And it was, and just beyond the actual technique, she just made me feel like less of an outcast. You know, you feel kind of, you know, you're in and alone in and of yourself at that age. And she just made me feel like, oh no, you're totally fine. Like, you as you is great. And that really struck a chord with me. And of course I didn't recognize it at the time, but now I realize, like, oh, that applies to all these kids. You, as you are, is exactly what you need to be. I definitely have some students who recently they've kind of graduated and gone on and said, like, oh man, I really think I want to get into graphic design, or I really think I want to get into journalism, because they won't have stories to tell and things that they want to say. And to me, like, I don't need you to be a painter. I don't need you to be Picasso, but if you feel that you have a voice, if you feel that you found a medium in which you can communicate, that's all I can hope for. And the fact that I have students already who are going to college looking for ways to speak up, basically, especially in this climate, it's just really inspiring.
And so then what else can folks expect to see at the event coming up?
I think it's going to be it's going to be a really important gathering of people for not only talking about art, but talking about like, how can we talk about this? How can we reach students' lives? How can we? And it's not just young people. I feel like young people are becoming more and more comfortable with this kind of discussion. But like, people my age, you know, they still kind of hesitate to say, you know, oh, I struggle with this, or, you know, or I have this, but I'm very fully functional. It's still a very challenging dialogue. So I hope it's this kind of conversation is going to create that ripple effect, that when people continue to talk about the event, they continue to talk about Mental Health Hawaii, people say, oh, I know somebody like that, or, oh, maybe I should tell so-and-so about that, or, oh, maybe I should get myself involved. So it kind of just keeps the ripples going, you know, slowly but surely outward.
Right, but get them to open up, you
Absolutely.
Know, whether it's I'm sad,
mm-hmm.
you know, or I'm mad, or I just feel like I'm all wound up.
Yeah, or I don't even know what my emotion is. You know, it's okay to not know or have a name for how you're feeling, you know. You might, and some, I think some people even doubt the severity of what they have. And it's like, you know, if you feel that you need to discuss, like, you absolutely should, without shame, without feeling, you should feel proud that you have the courage to be able to say, I need help, or I need to just even speak on something. So that's really my goal, is to make a safe space, or at least, you know, open that door so people feel that kind of ability to say something if they need to.
Right, and get yeah, help.
Absolutely.
That was Ba Shur, an art teacher at Kamehameha Schools. Her work will be on exhibit at Cafe Julia at the YWCA in Honolulu. It's an event put on by Mental Health America, set for October 18th. For links, go to our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.